Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, when Major League Baseball announced there would be a sport this year, baseball actually this year, it was only if the players could report by July 1st. That is today. And you know what? The Brewers were really anxious to get back. We're going to tell you about it, about what they tweeted and what you need to know on the go.
Oh, I hope it's happening. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
Baseball back today. Brewers are supposed
officially,
to
officially, right?
Right, officially. The Brewers are supposed to report to Miller Park for spring training 2.0, I guess you could say. It's more like summer camp to get ready for this shortened season. And the Brewers posted a picture on social media. They tweeted it yesterday, actually, already. Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun posing at batting practice. So they were anxious to get back. They didn't even wait till July 1st. They were already working out yesterday at Miller Park. So baseball is back. This is going to be great. Training now continues the next few weeks with the hope to start up either July 23rd or 24th. Again, they're still kind of wavering between those two dates.
You know why Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun were over there at Miller Park?
Why is that?
Because that's what MVPs do.
Oh, I get you.
That's what they do. They don't stop. They don't quit. I'm telling you, this is going to be our year for the Bucks, our year for the Brewers. It's going to be great. Something to look forward to. I'm jacked about it.
And let me tell you something. They weren't sitting on the couch during the whole safer at home or anything, or the quarantine.
No, they look great.
They look pretty good, yeah. Target is also looking good, and it's coming to Bayshore Mall. It's going in where the old Boston store was, and it'll be a two-story Target. There's no opening date that was announced, but people are looking forward to going in for one thing. And, of course, coming out with a whole cart full
every
and spending
time.
Over $200.
Yeah. Every time.
It's the story of going to Target, right? And another thing you need to know on the go, a new ordinance proposed in the city of Milwaukee yesterday would require face masks in all Milwaukee public spaces. Now, this has just been proposed. It's called the MKE Cares Ordinance, and that would set up a citywide face mask mandate for public spaces. Common Council's Public Safety and Health Committee is set to take up the talks tomorrow. And then from there, like next week, July 7th, that's when the full Common Council will be able to hear this. So maybe you want to order that themed mask. You know, I, for one, wouldn't have a Brewers mask. I might have a Cubs or a Chicago Bears mask or something like that. What do you think? That would look pretty good.
Look, if it's going to help keep people safe and hopefully get us back to normal sooner, then yeah, wear the masks.
We'll keep you up to date on that MKE Cares ordinance if it goes through, and that's what you need to know on the go. From the mix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.